And it's time to talk to the Heart and Stroke Foundation. That's what we do on a Tuesday. And sadly, for one last time for this year, but we welcome Corrie Erasmus on the line. Corrie, good morning. Welcome.
Morning, Wayne. Thank you for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thanks for joining us today. And today we end our year of chats with a talk all about food-based dietary guidelines. And the theme is eating dry beans, split peas, lentils, and soya regularly. And getting straight into it, what are legumes and pulses?
Yes, so the legume family is a broad category of foods that include green beans, peas, peanuts, and all the different types of beans. Mm-hmm. So pulses are dried seeds from legumes that grow in pods and come in a variety of shapes, sizes, and colors. So popular examples of those are your dried beans, your peas, and your lentils.
Okay, and why are dry beans, peas, and lentils good for us?
So dry beans, peas, and lentils offer so many health benefits. They're also great for our wallets because they're often more affordable and very more sustainable for the environment. So they're nutrient dense and help prevent diseases like heart disease, cancer, high blood pressure, and diabetes. While also, they have been shown to support weight loss. So research shows that the intake of legumes has a protective effect on cardiovascular disease, including the cardiovascular disease risk factors, so your total cholesterol, your LDL, which is your bad cholesterol, and your blood sugar levels. So this is because they are rich in fiber that helps improve digestion, reduces blood sugar spikes, promotes colon health, and lower blood cholesterol. And then they're great sources of essential vitamins, especially thiamine, niacin, folate, and minerals like calcium, iron, magnesium. They are great sources of non-heme iron, which comes from plants. And when you use them with foods that are rich in vitamin C, it even improves the intake of that iron. So they offer so many health benefits. They're low in fat, they're naturally cholesterol-free. And as I said, they are economical and a healthy alternative to meat that is more affordable.
Right, right. And how often should we eat dry beans, peas, lentils, and soya?
Yes, so as you mentioned, the South African Food-Based Dietary Guidelines for Healthy Eating emphasizes and recommends that dry beans, split peas, and lentils or soya should be eaten regularly. So this means aiming for at least four times a week.
Okay.
Yes.
And can we include dry beans, split peas, lentils, and soya in our eating plans? Or should I say, how can we?
Yes. So so for dry beans and lentils, it's great if you can soak them a night before. So this reduces their cooking time. You can gradually introduce them into your diet, so introduce legumes, pulses, and soya into your eating as you become more familiar with these foods. You can start with familiar dishes like our beloved samp and beans. You can also add soya mince and dry beans to minced meat and minced stews to increase the dish portion, and then also that makes the dish more budget friendly and nutritious. You can add beans, peas, and lentils to any soups, stews, pasta dishes, rice dishes. Butter beans also mix well with mashed potatoes. And then it's great to have some canned beans and water in the house for quick meals or side dishes like bean salads. Or alternatively, you can cook large batches of beans and freeze them to use them quickly later. We also in South Africa have indigenous legumes like cowpeas, which are readily available and very affordable. Another great tip would be to try and designate one, let's say one meatless day per week, such as Meatless Mondays, that has been quite popular. And then on that day, you use beans, peas, and lentils as your protein source. And basically, you can modify any of your favorite recipes by either replacing half of the meat with legumes or just adding the legumes in that recipe. So experiment with new recipes. Find the ones that you enjoy, the flavors and textures that you enjoy, and that will make it easier to incorporate this into your diet.
And you probably, if you experiment a little bit, it would also be, you know, good for a bit of variety.
Yes, 100%.
And legumes can sometimes cause bloating. What can people do if they experience bloatedness?
So if you are new to eating legumes, dry beans, peas, or lentils, you might experience bloating and flatulence. This is completely normal. So to avoid this, what you want to do is you want to introduce these foods into your diet gradually. So you can start with once a week or one meal a week and then gradually increase the frequency. As your body adjusts, as you increase your consumption maybe to twice a week and then later on to three times and so on, this will allow your body to adapt. And then with time, your digestive system will become more accustomed to them and your tolerance will build up. Also soaking them, as I mentioned, soaking them overnight before cooking can help to reduce bloating and gas.
Right. So it's a process of getting used to the, you know, if you're suddenly adding a lot of legumes and beans to your diet.
Yes, so because they have so much fiber and is so great for digestive health, it is normal for there to be some bloating and some gas, but you want to just give your body time to adapt, so start slowly.
Right. And Corrie, where can listeners find more information on legumes and how to include them in their daily diets? Because the Heart and Stroke Foundation has a lot of resource material available.
Yes, we do. So for more about heart health, healthy eating, and to find legume recipes, so our Cooking from the Heart recipe book 2 has a roasted chickpea dip, it has butter bean bites, it has a crunchy lentil salad. So all these is the book, and other recipe books are on our website at www.heartfoundation.co.za. Then if they would like to speak to one of our dietitians, they can call our head office to book a slot. And that is at 021-422-1586.
Great. So that sounds great. And there's, as you say, lots of resource material available for this chat and a lot of the other topics that we've covered over the years.
Yes.
And Corrie, from our side to you and everybody at Heart and Stroke Foundation, have a good festive, safe Christmas and a good new year.
Thank you so much, Wayne. To you and your listeners, I wish you the happiest festive season.
Great. And looking forward to chatting again. We're starting again on the 7th of January, bright and early in the year, and picking up our chats and keeping healthy. Have a good, safe festive season.
Great, thank you.
Thanks, Corrie.
Same to you.
There we go. That's Corrie Erasmus, a registered dietitian at the Heart and Stroke Foundation, chatting to us today about legumes and beans and peas and the things that you probably, well, some people don't really like eating, but it's good for you and you need to have it. And don't forget, this chat will be on our website later on today. It's wildcoastradio.co.za.